From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Afghanistan, there has been a major setback for NATO and the Afghan government. Both have deployed troops to defend Kandahar, the country's second largest city. This after Taliban insurgents claim to have captured part of a district just outside the city. NPR's Ivan Watson visited the district of Argandab today and sent this report.
Argandab is a lush valley, packed with dense orchards, just 10 minutes' drive north of Kandahar. On Monday, thousands of Afghan villagers began fleeing the area. Today, a tractor rolled out, loaded with refugees, blankets, pots, and furniture. The tractor was towing a second vehicle, a broken SUV filled with 12 more fleeing villagers. The driver, a man named Khader Agha, pointed towards the western bank of the river, less than 2 miles away. "You see the pomegranate orchards on the other side of the river?" Khader Agha says. "I saw Taliban fighters there, and they told me not to come back." Moments later, a convoy of trucks carrying hundreds of Afghan soldiers rolled through, headed in the direction of the river. Afghan government officials in Kandahar say in the past 2 to 3 days, some 500 Taliban fighters succeeded in occupying a half dozen villages in Argandab. But NATO commanders are trying to downplay these reports. Lieutenant Colonel David Corbould, a commander of the 2,500 Canadian soldiers deployed in Kandahar, says he saw no sign of Taliban insurgents during a recent tour of the district.
"I can tell you what I've seen with my own eyes on the ground, and I saw kids waving at me today and families getting on with normal life. I haven't gone all over Argandab today, but the areas I was in, there was no such activity going on."
NATO is still reeling from last Friday's embarrassing setback in Kandahar when Taliban insurgents overran Kandahar's main prison.
I'm looking at what used to be the entrance to Kandahar's main prison. The force of a truck bomb here destroyed a two-story building in front of the entrance and reduced to a pile of rubble the 15-foot-high wall in front of the prison. About 1,000 prisoners escaped, among them hundreds of Taliban fighters, including some prominent commanders. This is a major setback for the Afghan government and for its Western allies.
Across the street from the prison, a shopkeeper named Baktullah shows how the truck bomb blew in the metal door to his small machine repair shop. The attack has shaken Baktullah's confidence in the Afghan government.
"Of course, like when this incident, this attack operations occurred, like I got confused. Like the government, they should like provide a very good security, 24 hours, you know, to protect those criminals, prisoners, and Taliban's prisoners. And if these type of things going on, it means the government is weak."
The prison in Kandahar is located less than 25 minutes' drive from one of the biggest NATO air bases in Afghanistan. And yet, none of the attack helicopters and fighter jets that constantly fly in and out of Kandahar Air Base, nor the thousands of NATO soldiers stationed here, arrived in time to stop what may have been the biggest jailbreak in Afghan history. Agha Lalai Dastagiri is the head of an Afghan government commission in Kandahar that has been trying to convince Taliban fighters to lay down their arms and join the Afghan government.
"The Taliban will only negotiate when the Afghan government is strong. But these types of incidents will have a very negative impact on our work."
Over the last 2 years, the Taliban is believed to have lost thousands of fighters in clashes with NATO and Afghan government forces. But over the past 6 months, the insurgents have mounted a series of increasingly sophisticated attacks, including an assassination attempt against Afghan President Hamid Karzai during a heavily guarded military ceremony in the Afghan capital last month. Nearly 7 years after the lightning-quick overthrow of the Taliban, the insurgents are proving to be a tenacious and increasingly dangerous enemy. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Argandab, Afghanistan.